Giles, brother. Battle Creek, Michigan, January 9th, 1889. Dear Brother Giles, I have written the enclosed for your benefit. I want you to receive it and have hope and have courage and look and live. Numbers 21, verse 8. There are no merits in you. You may seek to find some good works to recommend you to God, making you good enough to be saved. Now, you can only be good enough to be saved by coming to Jesus just as you are, without plea. Cast yourself wholly upon the merits of Christ as a sinner that wants to be saved. Even although distressing unbelief comes in, he must fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. The evidences on which you have built your hope are fancied to be deceptions rather than the sure word of prophecy. You question your title to the blessings God has promised to give his sons and his daughters, and you feel all the time that you are an intruder among his people rather than of the number of the favored ones of God. Even Christians of long experience are often assaulted with the most terrible doubts and waverings. They are flashed into the mind to disbelieve the very existence of God. But, my brother, you must not consider that for these temptations your case is hopeless. I want you to feel the value of Christ's work and cast your helpless soul upon Jesus Christ. Hope in God, trust in Him, and rest in His promises, whether you feel happy or not. A good emotion is no evidence that you are a child of God. Neither are disturbed, troubled, perplexing feelings an evidence that you are not a child of God. Come to the Scriptures and intelligently take God at His word. Comply with the conditions and believe He will accept you as His child. Be not faithless, but believing. Tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, I will send you a letter written for you, which I think will be a help and blessing to you. You speak of helping the cause by letting them, at the Review and Herald office, have means without interest. I wish to set before you the great necessity at St. Helena, California, of the use of means such as you propose to the office at Battle Creek. If you would make a donation or let them have the use of money without interest in their present emergency, it would be, I know, doing God's service. We have established a health institution in St. Helena, Crystal Springs. I would be pleased to hear from you if you can do this. The Lord has indicated that this institution should be established and sustained. They have had to put up new buildings and purchase water privileges, which cramps them for means just now. May the Lord direct you, is my prayer. They have been running now about 8 years. They have given treatment to the poor, several thousand dollars worth. We are raising a fund that shall be placed in the institution for this purpose. If you know of any of our friends in the faith who would help in this good work, please tell them that it is really a work of God, and they will be blessed in giving of their means to help it in the good work. I leave these few lines with you, trusting you will see light and obtain the peace of mind you so much need.